Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hello, and welcome back. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. If you're just tuning in, here's the deal. Every weekday, we're telling the story of a woman who you may or may not know about, but definitely should. Each month is themed, and this month, we're talking about STEMinists, women who accomplished incredible feats in science, technology, engineering, and/or mathematics. Today's STEMinist achieved what most people only dream of, journeying to space. She's also a physician, volunteer, entrepreneur, and teacher. Let's talk about the multi-talented May Carol Jemison. May Carol Jemison was born in Decatur, Alabama on October 17, 1956. She's the youngest of three siblings. When she was three, her family moved to Chicago. May's parents, a maintenance worker and an elementary school teacher, always encouraged her curiosity and desire to be a scientist. In one interview, May said her parents were the best scientists she knew because they were always asking questions. May herself was inquisitive from an early age. She spent much of her time in her school library reading about astronomy and other sciences. By the time May was in high school, she had already decided to pursue a career in biomedical engineering. She received the National Achievement Scholarship for Stanford University and left home for college when she was just 16 years old. At Stanford, May studied chemical engineering and African American studies. She also participated in dance and theater and served as the head of the university's Black Student Union. In 1977, she completed her degree at Stanford and enrolled in Cornell University's medical school. She studied and worked abroad in Cuba, Kenya, and Thailand. After Cornell, she worked as a general practitioner before serving in the Peace Corps in Sierra Leone and Liberia. When May returned to the U.S., she went back to work as a general practitioner. But it wasn't long before she decided to take a shot at a childhood dream.
The Space Shuttle Challenger's five astronauts are sleeping now.
In 1983, May watched as Sally Ride became the first American woman in space.
But as the Challenger climbed today, it carried an American woman astronaut, Sally Ride, into space and into history.
May was inspired and decided to apply to NASA's astronaut program. She was selected as one of only 15 candidates out of more than 2,000 applicants. May joined the Astronaut Corps in 1987, and after extensive training, took her historic flight on September 12,
1992. Copy that. Endeavor, OTC, close and lock your visors and initiate O2 flow. Good luck on your mission that builds on the past explorations of this millennium as we increase our knowledge of planet Earth in the next.
Endeavor copies. Thanks.
On that day, she became the first Black woman in space. She traveled on the space shuttle Endeavour.
4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Space Shuttle Endeavour on a 21st century mission placing Earth back on the map.
May was the mission specialist of the journey. She conducted bone cell research as well as experiments on weightlessness and motion sickness. The group of seven astronauts took 126 orbits around the Earth, and the mission lasted 8 days. After May's time in space, she left NASA in March of 1993. She went on to teach environmental studies at Dartmouth College and founded her own company called the Jemison Group, a technology consulting firm that seeks to incorporate solutions to social issues in the design of engineering and science projects. She's a vocal advocate for greater inclusion of women and people of color in STEM, and she's also an advocate for comprehensive science education for kids. She contributes to efforts that provide advanced technology to schools worldwide.
We all need to be STEM literate. Just to work our way through the day, we need to be STEM literate.
May has also taken over leadership of the 100-Year Starship Program. The program, which was originally established by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, works to develop means for traveling beyond the solar system within the next 100 years. Its aim is to benefit as many people on Earth as possible along the way. In case you weren't impressed enough already, I'll leave you with some parting fun facts about the amazing May Carol Jemison.
Space, a final frontier.
She speaks three languages other than her native English: Japanese, Russian, and Swahili.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
She also appeared on Star Trek: The Next Generation, making her the first real spacegoer to play a character on the iconic show.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
All of science, all of space exploration, everything we do in the world is about imagination and using your creativity to expand beyond your normal boundaries.
Join us next time for the story of another remarkable STEMinist. Special thanks to my favorite sister and co-creator, Liz Kaplan. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.